Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, my very special guest is the one and only Frank Martinetti. Welcome back, Frank.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be here.
Nice to have you back. Frank is the artistic director, musical director, director, conductor, maestro. I'm trying to think of other things to say. I must have hit something by now.
So many.
Of the Mystic River Chorale. And your official title, what do they actually call you?
When they're nice, they call me the artistic director.
Artistic director.
Yeah.
So I was good at the beginning,
all right?
Mystic River Chorale has been a frequent guest on Conducting Conversations. Past few episodes, we've had Ray Brown, the president, join us, but he's not with us today. It's Frank and I going together, so we're going to muddle through.
Somehow we'll get through it.
Okay, Frank, let's tell the audience a little bit about what's been happening with the Mystic River Chorale. This is probably, before you start, I guess, maybe a dozen or so shows that we've done over the years. I mean, we've had quite a few.
It's quite a few, something like that. Yeah,
yeah,
it's been a while.
And we have a milestone that you may not be aware of. This is show number 400 for Conducting Conversations.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, 400. That's a lot of shows, a lot of guests over the almost 10 years of being in business here.
Very nice.
So let's get back to the Chorale and tell us what's going on.
All right. It's been a wonderful season. In January, we performed Haydn's Tiresian Messe, which was it was an amazing concert. It was one of the best concerts I've ever done in my life.
Oh, great.
And sadly, I don't yet have the recording to share with you, but next time I see you, I'll have it, and we'll share some of that. Still waiting on that. But it was a wonderful concert, and one of the reasons it was wonderful was that it was on the short side, and we really just presented a shorter program, polished to a very high degree, and it was really great fun.
I can relate to that. I know lots of times when I'm producing shows and I have groups on the shows that I'm producing, and they'll say, do you want us to do a half an hour? And I'll say, no, give us your best 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The best bang for the buck. So short sometimes is good, and we'll look forward to the next time you're on to listening to the recording of that.
Mm-hmm. Very definitely.
Now, this concert is going to be on May 3rd at the Mystic Congregational Church, the one that we're talking about today. So just about 3 weeks from now in beautiful downtown Mystic, and it's going to be a 3 o'clock concert, right?
It is. It's a wonderful program. I'm very excited about this program. It's unusual in that what unifies the program are the texts. Every piece in this program is a poem by an American poet.
Hmm.
And that results in a very diverse array of music, very different styles musically,
sure,
but all fitting the text, and the texts are what unifies the program. The other unusual thing is that all but two composers on the program are living.
Wow.
Which is often frightening to people, but the fact that this is American poetry means the words are accessible, the words are clear, and it really is vibrant, exciting, fresh music that we're really looking forward to sharing with you.
And if you mess it up, someone knows it.
One of the composers will be in the audience. Yes,
yeah. There you go. There's always that portion.
There's always that. Yeah.
I can remember years and years ago, I was doing a national tour of Music Man, and Mrs. Wilson, Meredith Wilson's wife, was in the audience for one of the shows, and we're all like, "We gotta get it right. Can't mess it up now because she'll know, right?"
So yeah, that's right.
Same thing with you. What do you have for us first up on our music list?
The first thing we're going to hear is a setting of a Walt Whitman poem by Paul Raritan. He teaches at Temple University, and he was at University of Michigan for many, many years. Wonderful conductor. And this is a setting of Whitman, My Spirit is Uncaged. And you'll hear it really sounds like jazz. It's very exciting, and I think that fits the exuberance and the vitality of Whitman's words.
Jupiter! jubilant. Jubilant. Oh, to make the most. Jubilant. Oh, to make the most. Jubilant, jubilant. Oh, to make the most. Oh, to make the most. Jubilant, jubilant, jubilant.
You're right, not exactly what I was expecting. A little bit jazzy,
yeah.
And obviously a live recording. What group was that?
That was a group called Musica out of the Midwest. Robert Jones is the conductor, and that was they were performing live at the Central Division Conference of the American Choral Directors Association in 2010.
That's a big deal. I've attended one of those one time. There is a lot of very interesting characters. If you ever been there?
Oh, many times.
Many times.
Yeah, so. They're very interesting conferences, and the caliber of performance is just amazing.
And very diversified. You do get all kinds of things, just like that last piece, a little bit different than normal.
Yes.
All right. We're talking about a concert that's going to be on May 3rd, 3 o'clock, at the Mystic Congregational Church, and the Mystic River Chorale has been producing lots of concerts over the years, And if you'd like information, more information about the concert and or how to get tickets, you can go to the website, right, Frank?
You can. You can visit www.mysticrivercorral.org, and you can also call us for tickets at 860-460-1487.
All right. So call the old-fashioned way or go to the website and get information. Get there and support this great group. It's always a great concert. And eventually, spring will actually be here.
It will. And we're going to have a concert. It's going to be May, and the sun will be out. And Mystic
the birds will be singing.
Mystic Congregational does seat fewer people than Harkness Chapel, our winter location. Mm-hmm. So we do encourage reservations in advance. Last year, this concert sold out.
That's great. A great thing. So get them in advance. Don't delay. And let's get to our next piece of music.
The anchor, in a way, on this program is a very well-loved cycle of pieces, Randall Thompson's Frostiana. These were composed, there are seven settings of Robert Frost poems, and they were composed for the bicentennial of the town of Amherst, Massachusetts. Hmm. And the premiere was with all the choirs and choruses in the town of Amherst together doing it with the composer conducting. They're wonderful, well-loved pieces. What's interesting is that this is the only time the Frost estate has given permission for a composer to set his poetry. Many of us in our listening audience probably know the composer Eric Whitaker, mm-hmm. who's written a lot of choral and band works. And Eric actually composed a setting of a Frost poem because he just felt inspired to do it. And then he asked permission and was denied. And he had an empty piece with no text. And he had a writer friend write new lyrics, a new poem, to go with the pre-existing music, and that piece is called Sleep. But the Frost Estate has been very conservative about allowing people to set their poems, and these are the only settings. We have actually performed excerpts from this cycle several times in the chorale's history. My third concert, we did two of them, but this is the first time since 1984, when the chorale was founded, that we've ever done the complete Frostiana. It gets to showcase our wonderful accompanist, Leslie Merwin. She was quite literally invisible at the winter concert. We didn't have her play on the concert at all. It was just orchestra. So the audience will get to hear her in public now, and we're looking forward to that.
Frank, you have a couple more pieces from that same CD we want to sneak in before we take our next break. What are those?
It's two more movements of Frostiana, and these, the first one is called The Pasture, and it's for men's choir, and the second is called A Girl's Garden for women's choir.
We will listen to those, take a short break, and be back with more of Frank Martinetti and the Mystic River Chorale.
The leaves away.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Frank Martignetti, the artistic director of the Mystic River Chorale, and we've been listening to music that is going to be presented on May 3rd, 3 o'clock at the Mystic Congregational Church in beautiful downtown Mystic, Connecticut. And Frank, we went a little bit long in that first segment, but some great and diversified music, and I think we have some more coming, right?
We certainly do. The next piece I want to share with the audience is a piece that we are giving the second performance ever of on this concert.
All right.
This is a setting of five poems of William Carlos Williams by Baltimore-based composer Greg Bulin. And we're giving the second performance, as I said. The premiere was in Boston a couple of years ago by a group called Coro Allegro and their music director, David Hodgkins, who brought the piece to my attention at an ACDA conference.
Well, there you go. Back to the conference again.
Yeah. And this piece is interesting. The first selection we're going to hear from it is called The Orchard, as the piece is. And Williams in the poem quotes a line from Robert Schumann's famous song cycle, Dichterliebe. And in the music, you can hear this characteristic motive that begins Dichterliebe very prominently several times.
Some very interesting music provided by the bassist, as you've mentioned, American poets and American composers. And So a little bit different than our normal fare.
Yeah, very different.
Well, that's a good thing. It's a good thing to diversify a little bit. What's next on the docket?
We're going to hear two more movements from the Orchard. This next one features the baritone soloist. As you heard in the first movement, this piece has a few things. It has flute and horn, and we also have a baritone soloist. And this is one of my favorite William Carlos Williams poems called "This Is Just to Say."
I have eaten the plums that were in the icebox. And which you were probably saving for breakfast. Forgive me. They were delicious, so sweet.
Frank, I know you mentioned your accompanist, but I think she's going to have a workout in this performance.
She is. I sent her the score back in October when I was looking at it, and she said, "No problem, bring it on."
All right.
She actually just played. She played for many of the finalists for the Eastern Connecticut Symphony's concerto competition a couple weeks ago, so she had to learn a lot of difficult music in a short amount of time, and she said, this piece looks easy after that, so she's ready.
Well, if this is easy, that's a pretty talented person.
Yeah, I tried to play it in rehearsal last night. We were split up for sectionals, and I can't play it. But we also have a couple wonderful guests with us. Our baritone is New York City-based Jeff Morrissey, and our flute soloist is Nancy Chaput, who was the principal flute of the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra, very familiar to area audiences, and she's just wonderful. And our hornist is my wife, Elizabeth Fleming Martinetti.
It's amazing, of all the hornists in the world, that it just happened, the best one happened to be your wife.
Isn't it amazing? It is. It's her second appearance with the chorale, and we're really excited about it.
Well, that's great. That's great. And one more piece before we go to our next break.
Mm-hmm. This is the ending of The Orchard, and again, the humor in William's poetry is really brought out as you hear, "Oh, lovely apple, beautifully and completely rotten."
All right, we will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Every day.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Frank Martinetti, who is the artistic director of the Mystic River Chorale. And the Mystic River Chorale is going to be having its spring concert on May 3rd, when we're sure it's going to be spring, at 3 o'clock at the Mystic Congregational Church, just about 3 weeks from now. Frank, does that... You know, when it gets down to the wire, how long does it take you to prepare for a concert like this? Is it 3 months? Is it 3 weeks? Is it?
Well, this year it's going to have to be less than usual because of all the snow days we had.
Right.
But we rehearse from September to mid-December and then a bit in early January for our winter concert. And we rehearse from late January through the end of April for our spring concert. So
yeah,
it's
so probably missed 4 or 5 rehearsals, I'll bet, this year with all the snow and so forth.
I think we missed two.
Two? But, well, you're hardy souls down there in Connecticut.
We are. Yeah. We just truck on, and it's choir. We get it done. But it is a challenge. It's not a lot of time, and people have, you know, they have jobs and they have families and they have other hobbies as well. And it really speaks to the commitment of the group that they get this done. And when the music is a little bit demanding, as the last pieces we heard are,
right, absolutely.
I think it just shocks everyone into a bit of adrenaline, and they realize they really have to think and focus, and they've been just so productive.
Well, I'm sure as an artistic director, when you choose pieces like this, you realize that people are going to have to step it up. I mean, it's just not singing Silent Night the way they always have their whole life.
Exactly. And you do it because you want the group to grow.
Sure.
It's a matter of, you know, I feel like I've been with the chorale since 2008, and I inherited a wonderful group, mm-hmm. and it has gotten stronger. I mean, when I go back and listen to old audio in preparation for this or some other things, it's amazing to hear the growth, and that's really what it's all about.
Absolutely. All right. Speaking of great music, what do you have next? It's called The Road Home.
It is. This is a wonderful piece. The melody is from, it's an early American folk hymn. The setting is by Stephen Paulus, who was a much-loved Minneapolis-based composer who died way too young this past fall.
Ooh.
absolutely beautiful singing, and it's all some wonderful arrangements in there.
Yeah, that was the University of Utah Singers under Brady Allrad. Wonderful, wonderful group.
Wow. Very, very nice. Very, very nice. As I mentioned while we were listening to you, it reminds me of one of my favorite groups from Epcot Center, the Voices of Liberty. That gets that same kind of feeling, that just that, oh, you just want to sit there and envelop yourself in that sound.
Yeah.
All right. This next piece is done by whom?
This next piece is Stephen Chapman, who's a Canadian composer, his setting of Sarah Teasdale's I Would Live in Your Love.
Wait a minute. He's a Canadian composer?
He is a Canadian
composer. I thought you said this was all American.
Well, you know, if Ted Cruz can be in the Senate, we can have a Canadian composer on this program.
I have a lot of Canadian friends, and they're all one of the standard jokes is, we live in America, too. We live in North America. We should be called Americans.
Indeed.
There you go. So yeah. We'll include them.
Yeah, and the conductor, this group is actually the University of British Columbia Chamber Singers under the direction of my friend and former classmate, Graham Longacre.
Frank, we have one more piece of music to go, but before we play that, I want to just tell everybody once again the date and time. It's going to be May 3rd, 3 o'clock, Mystic Congregational Church, obviously in Mystic. And if they'd like tickets or information, they can go to the website, which is
www.mysticriverchorale.org.
All right, and there's a phone number they can call if they want to do it the old-fashioned way.
There certainly is. It is 860-460-1487.
Excellent. Thank you very much for being here. As usual, Frank, a great show with a lot of different kind of music in it today.
It's exciting. We look forward to seeing, hopefully, as many of our listeners as possible at My Spirit is Uncaged, American Poetry and Song, on May 3rd.
That's right. May 3rd. Remember, it's been sold out in the past, so don't delay. Get your tickets ahead of time. And one more piece of music. What's it going to be?
This is David C. Decow's setting of Sarah Teasdale's Stars I Shall Find, and this is the University of Miami Chorale under the direction of Joe Michael Scheibe.
Great. Thanks again for being here, Frank. And the rest of you, we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.